Okay, we are up to Yuma, Daf, Yerushalmi, Daf Nun Vav, second to last Daf here in the Masechta. We are on Nun Amid Beis in the Oz V'Hadar, and we continue now as we started the discussion of Tshuva and the different ways that the Karbanos and which Karbanos work for what, and Misa and Yom Kippur is Mechaper with Tshuva. And what is Tshuva Mechaper on? Kalos Chamuros. We didn't read the Rambam. Maybe we will in terms of the definition of Kalos Chamuros. A little bit we touched on it. So we're towards the end of that section, but a couple lines before the Mishnah. Taman Taninan. So we just spoke about the Mishnah Maseches Shavuos that discussed the fact that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, not for people who are chayav a karban. If I'm chayav a karban, and then Yom Kippur comes, I'm still chayav the karban. A karban chatas, a karban asham. But if I'm chayav in asham tali, an asham tali, if you remember, is whenever if I would have done the avera bevadai, I'm chayav a chatas. If I'm not sure if I did the avera, if I have a suffix whether I did the avera, I'm chayav an asham tali. So there we say, if there is a chiyav of an asham tali before Yom Kippur, so then Yom Kippur takes care of that chiyav, and one does not have to bring an asham tali after. So again, that asham tali is more focused on the gavra, right? The Gemara says, why do you bring an asham tali? To prevent yourself from getting punished in the interim, just la agune me surin, just in case the avera was done. If I ever find out that I for sure did the avera, even if I brought an asham tali, I have to bring karban chatos, right? Asham tali did not cover the sin. So an asham tali is more about the protection of the gavra, so to speak, and the Yom Kippur takes care of that. So assuming that is the case, and again, this line that we skipped here, we're going to put later on in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Taman Taninan, we learned in the first Mishnah, Maseches Krisos, 36 Krisos, Al Elu Chayev and Azdon Kares, on these Averis, your Chayev Bemezid, Chiev Kares, Val Shigagas and Chatas, and Beshoge, one is Chayev Chatas, Vial Lo Hoda Shalahem, Asham Tali. And, if I don't know, if I had a suffix, so then it is an Asham Talui. But one second, included on that list, if you look on the list, the first Mishnah, again, the first Mishnah that we have here in Maseches Krisos, if you look on the list, there is a violation of Yom Kippur, right? The Shloshim V'Sheish Krisos Batorah, Habala E, Bala Hesha, V'Chulu, and if you look towards the end of that Mishnah, V'Ha'ochel, V'Ha'osem Malacha, B'Yom HaKippurim, included in that list, Ochel and Osem Malacha and Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara, Velok far shikiber Yom HaKippurim. But one second, you're chayiv on all of these kares chatas asham tali, right? And all these, that's the rule in these cases. But one second, but if I'm violating Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur is machaper and takes away the chiyuv of the asham tali, so then why would I still be chayiv? By the time Yom Kippur ended, it's machaper for that avera. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Mishum Techan mi Lamed Vav Krisus, one of the 30 Krisus, Mano Shem Ocha Vosem Malach Yom Kippurim, Vaaleha Nami Amar, Al Sveiko Maisi Hashem Talui. And if I'm not sure if it did Malach on Yom Kippur or eat, Techim Mishkachasla, how do you ever find the case of Hashem Talui for these Chiyuvim of Yom Kippur? Milo Kfar Kippur Yom Kippurim, the Yom Kippurim Achaper Al Chayvi Hashem is Taluyin. So if we're saying that the Mishnah in Shavuos tells me that Yom Kippur is Mechaper and takes away the Chiyuv and Ani Hashem Talui, and the Mishnah in Krisos that says I'm Chayv and Hashem Talui for a suffix of Isser Achila or Osem Malach on Yom Kippur, how do you ever have that? Yom Kippur was already Mechaper. Answer, Rav Shimon B'Shem Levi, Sovaya B'morid B'Yom HaKippurim Himasnisa. The Mishnah that says that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper and does not remove the Chiyuv of Hashem Talui is where a person was Morid in Yom Kippur. Somebody who did not believe that Yom Kippur was going to be Mechaper, he says, I don't want Yom Kippur to be Mechaper. So then, that's the case where Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. And let's say after that, if he did Shuva, so now it is Chiyuv and Hashem Talui is kicks in. So if somebody rejects Yom Kippur, so then Yom Kippur does not remove his Chiyuvim. But afterwards, if he does, if he's Choser Bos, then he would have to bring the Hashem Talui, then. Now is where the Karban Eda puts in that line that we skipped four lines ago. Let's go back to that. V'lamalo Amar. Why didn't we answer this question? Again, the stira between the Gemara in the Mishnah in Shavuos and the Mishnah in Krisos. The first Mishnah in Krisos sounds like Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, does not remove the Chiyuv and Hashem Talui, and the Mishnah in Shavuos says it does. So the answer that we gave was that it depends. It's no Kippur. Really, it should remove the Chiyuv, but it doesn't remove the Chiyuv if a person rejects Yom Kippur. Okay, that's pretty unusual. Why don't we give an answer? V'lamalo Amar, B'shalon is Vada lo Bohen. Maybe the difference is whether he knew about his case issue of Suffolk. The Mishnah in Shavuos is where he knew that he might have done an Avera. So once there, once that's the case, then there's a Chiv and Hashem Talui, and Yom Kippur removes that. But maybe the Mishnah in Krisus is a case where he did not even know that he was possibly violated. So, and maybe that Yom Kippur is not a chaper for that. So the fact that the Gemara did not give that suggestion, it must be there's no difference. Mil se amra, this teaches me, afilo lo nizvada lo bahen yom kippur mechaper. Even if I didn't know about that, I might have done a suffik avera, so then that yom kippur is still mechaper. I don't have to know about it beforehand, and therefore, that's why I didn't mention it. The issue of Hashem Talui, interestingly, comes up in the first simin in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Aleph. Simin Aleph in Shulchan Aruch tells us that in the first Simin Aleph, how many Se'ifim are there in Simin Aleph of the Shulchan Aruch Arachayim? There are 9 Se'ifim. How many of them have to do with the Beis HaMikdash and Karbanos? Right? Sif Beis, right? It talks about davening for the Churban and the Galus. Sif Gimel, Royal Chol Yerei Shemayim, Shei Meitzer V'Doeg Al Churban Beis HaMikdash. Right, and then Sif Dalav is about having a proper kavana. Sif Hey, Akeda, Parshas Ola, Parshas Mincha, Shlamim, Chatas, Sif Vav. Some say the Parsha of the Kiyor and the Karban Tamid. It's amazing that all of this is in the first Simen. Right, many people skip Karbanos, they don't say it, but it's so much, the majority, almost every Sif in Simen Aleph of Shulchan Aruch is something about Karbanos. If you look in the tour there in Simen Aleph, quotes the halacha of mentioning the karbanos, parshas karbanos, parshas ola, mincha, shlam, mechatas, asham, and then the tour says, and when you're messiah in parshas ola, you should say, ribono olam yirsol vanecha sheizeh chashuv mukubal vanecha kilo krafti ola bismana v'chein yomar parshas mincha v'shlamim v'asham v'yachar parshas chatas lo yomar kein v'fishen she'ena ba nedava. You say it by the after each karban. You say it's ki, this should be kilo. I brought the karban, but you can't say that by chatos because chatos is not ba benedava. You can't bring a voluntary. You know, if you don't know your chayv chatos, then you can't bring a benedava. If you look in the Beis Yosef says, wait a minute. So you have all the karbanos versus chatos. What about asham? Asham is also ba al chait. So what is asham doing there? Why does it say asham? You can't say the hi ratzon. Says the Beis Yosef. Klobar, aval asham, aval bishein obam benedava, even though you can't bring an asham benedava either, kivan, it's not, since we learned in the 6th parak in Krisos, that Reb Eliezer, daf chafei, in the Bavli. Reb Eliezer, omer misadi vadam asham talui b'chol yom, a person could give an adava of an asham talui every day, and Baba ben Buta used to do that, kibab benedava dabi, it's like bab benedava. And even though the chacham argue on Baba ben Buta, they wouldn't say this, but this is good enough, va'ash, that's, possibility number one, that Asham includes Asham Talui. What about Asham Vadai? So the first day of the Beis Yosef is that no, when the Torah quotes Asham, it means Asham Talui. Asham Vadai Efshar, the Bechal Chatasu. Efshar Vadai is included in the Chatas. Once the Torah says Chatas is not Baba Nadava, and therefore you don't say the Yiratzon, so Asham is included in that. And then, this is a chilek between, he only meant Hashem Tali, not Hashem Vadai. But then the Beis Yosef says, no, maybe it's all one category. The Efshar, the Kivan, the Shem Hashem, Ashkechan, Shabba B'nedava, the Hainu Hashem Talui, the Chol Hashem Yacholomer Yerasam Sheizeh Hashuv, Afilum Hashem Vadai, Verisho Nira Yosef. But I like the first pshat better. Rabbeinu Agadol, like Mahari Abuav, a contemporary of his in Tzfat, Ha'asham hu kimo ba benedava. Misham rabbi nedarim chasidim no dematzvam lo nazir k'di lahavi karban imke nira sheish lo lavo b'chulu mariam chabiv. This is a labedic discussion in the first simon in Shulchan Aruch about asham tali. Okay, let us continue now the last few lines before the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. I say, we said before, what is included in Asays, the Mishnah said, Chatas and Asham, Vade Machaprin, Chuvis Machaperos and Averis Kalos, on Asays and on Losa Asays. Asays says the Gemara, Avabishloasa Chuva. So the Gemara says, maybe Asays, a bitl Asay, is even Yom Kippur's Machaper, even without Chuva. The Gemara in Shvuas, in the Bavli, notes that we don't pask in this way. There's no Kapar without Chuva. Losa Asay, or Shuvah B'Shem Rabbi Zeira, Vushna Asa Chuva. So the Gemara has one day I hear that maybe Bittul Aseis could be Mechupar with Yom Kippur even without Tshuva, but the Los Aseis for sure needs Tshuva. Okay, that's one of the days. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer Echta Va'ashuv. Somebody says, the last Mishnah in Maseches Yuma. If somebody says, I'm going to sin and then I'll do Tshuva, Echta Va'ashuv, he says it twice. So he sinned, he did Tshuva, then he sinned again, he did Tshuva. Ein Maspikin B'yodol Asos Tshuva. He then loses his special siyata d'shmaya. It does not mean that it's impossible to do tshuva. If somebody says, I know about tshuva, and I'm going to do tshuva after I sin. I just need to get this taiva fulfilled, and then I'll do tshuva. So he's not going to have any siyata d'shmaya. Usually to get somebody to do tshuva, for us to change ourselves, we can't do it ourselves. We won't be inspired. We need a Kaddish Baruch Hu to help us. So somebody, dafka lahachis, sins and says, I'm going to sin, and then I'll do tshuva. So then he's not going to merit that siyata d'shmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu usually gives to Ba'alei, to Ba'alei Tshuva. The Rambam quotes that this is one of the items that Perek Dalet, where the Rambam has the 24 items. Arba'ah Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Dalet. Arba'ah Vashrim Dvarim Ma'akvenes HaTshuva. 24 things. The Arba'ah Mehem Hu Avon Gadol. Four of them are terrible. The Ha'osa U Echad Mehem Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maspik V'yadol Aso Tshuva. Lefi Godel Cheto. And if anybody does one of these four, it's a great sin. Hashem does not help him at all. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maspik B'yado. Ve'eluhein HaMachtias HaRabim U'Bechlal Avon Zeh HaMa'akev Es HaRabim Lasos Mitzvah. You cause the Rabim to sin, or you prevent the Rabim from doing a mitzvah. V'Hamate Es Chaveru Miderach Tova L'Ra'a. You turn your friend away from Hashem. K'gon Meisus U'Bediach. 3. HaRoe B'no Yotz L'Tar B'Zra Ve'en HaMacha B'yado. You see your son, your child, going off the derech, and you don't care. You don't try to help him, and you're the father. Number 4, Ha'omer Echtev Va'ashuv, U'Bechal Zeh Ha'omer Echtev Yom HaKippur Mechaper. So number 4 of the major 4 of that in that 24 list, is the major, is one of the ones that are mentioned right here, Echtev Yom HaKippur Mechaper, Echtev Va'ashuv, or Echtev Yom HaKippur Mechaper. That's what the Rambam discusses here in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. He also says later on in Halacha Vav, Kol Elo Adrev HaYotzei Bohen, Afal Pisha Ma'ak Vanessa Tshuva, Ein Monin Osa. It doesn't make it impossible. Ela Emasa Adam Tshuva, Mehen Ari Zebal Tshuva, V'yesh Lo Chelek Olam Haba. So it doesn't make it impossible, just, well, you don't have that special Siyata D'Shmaya. So somebody says, Tshuva will take care of it, so Ein Maspikin. Echtav Yom HaKippur HaMachaper, similar, Ein Yom HaKippur HaMachaper. Aveirosh Ben Adam LaMakom, Aveiros between man and God, Yom HaKippur HaMachaper, that's what Yom Kippur takes care of, Obein Adam Shebeino Levein Chavero, Ein Yom HaKippur HaMachaper, Shirat says Chavero. But, Bein Adam LaChavero, so Yom Kippur doesn't Machaper. You have to be Marat says Chavero, I have to go ask forgiveness. If I stole from my friend, I have to give it back. Not only do I have to give it back, I have to ask him sorry. I have to ask forgiveness. Right? So, to Yirat says Chavero. As Zudar, Shabbazim Ben Azariah, Mikol Chato Seichel Mavnei Hashem Detaru, from all of your sins, Lefnei Hashem. The sins that are in front of Hashem, Ben Adam HaMakom, Titaru, that's what you'll be purified on Yom Kippur. Averish Ben Adam HaMakom, Yom HaKippur HaMachaper, V'she Ben Adam HaVeiro, Ein Yom HaKippur HaMachaper, Ad Shiratze Es HaVeiro. There is a commentary of the Rif, not the Rif that we know of Yitzchak Alfasi, but of Yishaya Pinto, on the side of the Ein Yaakov, right, one of the Mefarshim there. I'll read it to you from the Birka Yosef, because the Rif is a Agadic commentary. But the Birka Yosef is a halachist. Birka Yosef, the Chida. First Chida in Zimin Tarshrei Vav. Where Chida says, Yesh Misha Kasav. He doesn't quote him by name. Yesh Misha Kasav. He says, there are those that say that if I don't do tshuva for my Ben Adam HaChavero, then Yom Kippur is not even Mechaper for my Ben Adam HaMakoms. Yesh Misha Kasav. Tim Lo Shav Me Averish Ben Adam HaChavero, Gam Averish Ben Adam HaMakom, Einu Mechaper. Wow. And they said it's hinted to, and now if you look in the Rif Pinto, it's alluded to in this Mishnah, because he says, after all, what did Rav Elazar ben Azariah just add? He said the same, he just added a makar, right? The Mishnah already says, Aver ben Allah makom Yom Kippur works for, ben Al Chavero Yom Kippur doesn't work for, until Yirat says Chavero. And then Rav Elazar ben Azariah comes along and says, Aver ben Allah Chavero Yom Kippur Mechaper, ben Al Chavero Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. The way the Rif Pinto reads it, the last line that we just read, ben Allah ben Chavero, Ein Yom HaKippur HaMachaper at all, even on the Ben Adam HaMakom elements. Achirat says Chaveiro. A svar could be where Hashem says, you're not asking forgiveness, so then I'm not gonna go out of my way for you either. I'm not gonna accept your forgiveness if you're not interested in asking other people forgiveness. Right? So, but this is a big discussion of that, the repinto. The Birka Yosef himself argues, Vani Omer, Lo Nicha Leila Marayo Bahachi. I don't think that's true. He quotes, maybe you could say, every Aver Benon Machavero has an Benon Vamakom element. Right? If I insult somebody, I'm also insulting their Tselem Elokim. And therefore, Vakoshlo Pia says, Chavero Gam Chila Gavoa Asher Balon is Chaper. There's no such thing as a pure Benon Machavero, says the Birka Yosef. So maybe that's why. Right, it says Yom Kippur would be mechaper for all ben adam lamakoms as long as you did tshuva for ben adam lamakoms. But if you didn't do tshuva for the ben adam lamakom part of the ben adam chavero, then it's not going to work. The Ravad Yosef has a whole tshuva about this too. This is an amazing suggestion that's given. If you look in the Sefer Shalom Yerushalayim, also here in the back, he quotes maybe that's alluded to. This is chiddush even in the pasuk in Eicha, where the pasuk says in Eicha. Nisal of Aveinu al Kapayim al Hashem Bashamayim. I lift up my hands to Hashem to get forgiven. Nachnu Fashanu Umarinu. We rebelled against each other. Atalo Salachta. Kolzman Shanachnu Fashanu Umarinu Zelazeh. Atalo Salachta. Mashanogel Hashem Yisbar Gamkin in a Mochel. It's not even Mochel, even what's only, within the world between man and God. So these are the two areas of our Avoda. Re'radal Makom. As Achronim point out, the Gra, there's also a Ben Adam Le'atzmo, a third area, which you can't, nothing to chew, there's something to do tshuva for, but there's no ritzui, there's just improving. So that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amar Rabbi Akiva, last line of the Mishnah. Ashreicham Yisrael, praised are you, B'nai Yisrael. Lifnei mi atem mitarim, umi mitareschem. In front of who are you purifying yourself, and who is being mitar you? Avichem Shabashamayim, your father in heaven. Shenemar, Vazaraki Alechemayim Tahorim, I will sprinkle upon you the pure waters. The Omer Mikvah Yisrael Hashem. Hashem is the Mikvah of Am Yisrael. Ma Mikvah Mataras HaTemeim, Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu Mataras Yisrael. Just like a Mikvah is Matar the Temeim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Matar Yisrael. One smaller point on the Mishnah. What's the double Lashon? Mi Mitarim? Lefnei Mi Atem Mitarim, Mi Matareschem? A number of the Mefarshim wonder about this. If you look in the Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnah, he says, Mitarin and Mitarin, that one is we're doing, one is Hashem is doing. Says the Tosfos Yontif, obviously, we should try to do tshuva, we should take that first step. We should want to sanctify ourselves and purify ourselves. And then Hashem will help us out. That's the first line. We are coming to become tahar. But sometimes, sometimes our yetzahara is too great on us. We can't overcome it. We can't do it ourselves, but we want to. Hashem, who will awaken us, he'll support us. So we're not pushed away from him. Nidach. And that's what Hashem is going to actively. And then it flips. The first pasuk quoted is that it's going on the second part, what Hashem does for us. Elohu brachma mitaram. That's where v'lakachti v'zarakti. That's all Hashem. The isarutza de la'ila. Sha'afal bishem mechalon Hashem yisbarach afilu bevoam begolas hachal hazeh im kol zeh v'lakachti v'zarakti. And then it quotes ma'isikra de mikveh yisrael Hashem. That's what? Mikveh? Where a person goes, you have to go into the mikveh. You have to go into the mikvah in order to become tahar. So it's A-B-B-A, so to speak. That's the structure of the Mishnah according to the Tosfos Yontif. And he quotes, Acharei she'izvadu al-chatam, amru mikvah v'zidoma l'taras mi'mikvah, shemitarim haba v'nichnas v'tovel b'tocham. Ken haba v'nichnas tachas kanfei shechinasu yizbarach u'choseo b'tzel kanafav u'misayo l'tar Kane Nira Lee. Who's talking here in the Mishnah also? It's Rabbi Akiva. Why is that significant? We have mentioned often, Rabbi Akiva is always the one to give chizak. He's always the optimist throughout the most difficult times, right? He's the one that says, Kol David Rachman al Tav Avid. He's the one that says, the next daf in Meseches Brachos, of when he's being killed, and he says, I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Yes, I've been waiting to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. He's the one that has no money. the Gemara Maseches Nedarim, after he gets married and he says to his wife, oh, at least we have straw. We have something. He's the one in Pirkei, in Avos Rabbi Nassan that sees the water when he's 40 years old and he says, oh, I could do it if the water could break this rock, which is so hard. So my heart, surely Torah could be, open my heart. And that's why we mentioned from the Aruch HaShulchan, that's why the Tanam went to Rabbi Akiva at that Seder, because post Churban, it was so depressing. They didn't have a Karban Pesach. They still smelled the ashes of the Mikdash. So they went to Rabbi Akiva to get Chizuk. See here too, post Beis HaMikdash. Imagine what Bnei Yisrael were thinking. We have no more Sir LaZazel, no more Sir LaShem, no more Yom HaKippurim, no more, Kohen Gadol coming out of the Beis HaMikdash. You know, we don't have such a scene anymore. Emes Ma Nedar. And Rabbi Akiva says, don't worry, Hashem could be a mikvah. Hashem could be a mikvah. Hashem is going to take the place of all of the avodah of Yom Kippur. So that's Rabbi Akiva's power that he mentioned in this Mishnah. Okay. However, in Ola Mechaperes, a lie. If somebody says, the Ola, the carbon Ola is not Mechaper, or not on me, because I've done so many sins. Mechaperesi, it works. Even if you don't think it's going to work, it's going to work. If I don't want it to work, Then it doesn't work. It doesn't go against your will. But that's regarding an Ola. See, if I don't believe that Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper, meaning I don't believe it that I've done so many sins. But here by Yom Kippur, according to this day, even if I say, it's not going to be Mechaper, I don't want it, then it's still going to work anyway. So again, does that mean he's going to be a big tzaddik? No. It means a certain aspect will be wiped clean, even though, obviously, the relationship will still be tainted. Amar Rabbi Hanani, Breder of Hillel. Lo kula min hadein barnasha. It's not in the power. That's like lav kol kamine in the Bavli. It's not in the power of this person, meimar lamalka, to tell the king, lesad melech, you're not the king. No, this is Hashem's day. In the Bavli, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chaf says that hasatan is gematria 364. There's one day he has no power. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day. So you're going to tell him he's not the king? Hashem is the king. There is an element that works automatically. What is an Ola Mechaper for? Right? It's not the Chatas and Ashamar Kapar. So the Ola is Mechaper for, well, we say elsewhere, for Aseis and also Lavinita Aseis, but here on Hirhure Halev, Machshavas of Chatoam. My time, what's the source? For Ola Ruchachem. So it's a remez in that pasuk. Amar Rabbi Levi, v'ola ruchachem halo lo siya v'chein Iov omer, also Iov. Iov at the beginning of the sefer, the psukim described that he was a big tzaddik and he brought many karbanos. V'hishkin baboker every morning v'hela olos mispar kulam, and the pasuk continues there. Ki Amar Iov, why does he bring so many karbanos? Because he says to himself, ulai chatu banai uberchu elokim bilvavam. Maybe my son sinned and they cursed Hashem in their hearts. He says, That's an Ola. Fine. Vegomer. Hadamer sha'ola mechaper sal hurei alef. Good. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe Shita is al kol aver shabbat Torah yom kippur mechaper. Rebbe has the radical Shita that all avers of the Torah yom kippur is mechaper for even without tshuva. Chutz, except for these major ones. Chutz mi aporek ol. If somebody throws everything off, the Karban Eidah says, Kofer Be'ikr. Vahamei for bris. Somebody who denies, who doesn't get a bris mila, or tries to hide their bris mila. Vahamagala panim batorah. If somebody, interprets Torah in a very, inappropriate, without, in a sacrilegious way. So then, only with tshuva. Imata tshuva mischaperlo, vimlavein mischaperlo. So according to Rebbe, Rebbe says, Yom Kippur's mechaper for all Averis, even without tshuva, except for these three. Says the Gemara, I can't believe it. Rabbi Zvida Amar, Rabbi Yossi Makshir. Rabbi Zvida says that Rabbi Yossi asked, Misprasava Rebbe, Shiyom HaKibur Mechaper below Tshuva? Can it really be Mechaper without Tshuva? How could that be? How could anything be Mechaper without Tshuva? Rabbi Ashin, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Chib, Rabbi Yochanan, they change it. They're like, you're right. It's not that Yom Kippur works without Tshuva. There's something else. Mode Rebbe, Shiyom HaKibur Mechaper ala b'tshuva. No, Rebbe agrees that Yom Kippur is only Mechaper with Tshuva. Hamisa mechaper is below tshuva. Maybe death can be mechaper. That totally, it ends your life, so maybe that's such yisurin, so to speak, such a break, that can be mechaper without tshuva. And the Gemara says, Tani, the brisa that says, yom misa ki yom tshuva, the brisa that says, the day of death is like the day of tshuva, meaning, it's not that you did tshuva by death, but the day of death is ki yom tshuva, mantaninta Rebbe. That must be Rebbe Shita. Hada he de taninan. So also the fact that we have in the Mishnah, Misa v'yom kibur machaperim imachuva to loka Rebbe, because Rebbe seems to say that Misa can work without tshuva. Again, we assume we try to do vidui before Misa. Again, there's a lot that Rebbe's shita could have a lot of discussion, but that's not accepted by the other Tanakh. Shomer Rebbe Masi ben Chayrich is Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Be yeshiva. President Macharich asked Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Amarlo, Shamata arba chiluke kapara. Did you hear the four separate categories of kapara, Shayir, Rabbi Shmuel, Darish, Rabbi Shmuel used to say? Did you know about those four? So he says, Amarlo, Shloshim, I heard three. Chutz ben Atshuva, because it's not really the same. You need tshuva. It's tshuva plus another three, but tshuva is really a separate. You need tshuva always against Rebbe that we just said. But sometimes tshuva is not enough. Why? Because there's really three or four psukim. Because of Echad Omer Shuvu Banim Shovavim. One pasuk says, return. Shuvu Banim Shovavim. Just tshuva itself. Only tshuva is mentioned in that pasuk in Yirmiyah. Shuvu Banim Shovavim Erpa Mishuvo Seichem. Because of Echad Omer Kiveyom Azeh Yechaper Aleichem. And the pasuk says in Vayikra by Yom Kippur, Kiveyom Azeh this day Yechaper Aleichem. So Yom Kippur is Bechaper. So tshuva is Bechaper, Yom Kippur. Viksiv Acher, because of Acher Omer Ufakati Peshevet Pesham. I will punish you with a staff for your neglect, for your sins. So there you see Yisurin, the Gomer. Because of Acher Omer, Im Yichu Paravon Azeh Lochem, Atamusun, Misa. So we have tshuva and Yom Kippur and Yisurin and Misa. So how do these all fit? So Avar, Al Mitzvah Aseh, Vishav, if somebody does not do a Mitzvah Aseh, it doesn't wear tefillin, Vishav, and then he does tshuva, Miyad, Einu Zazmim, Komo, Achim Chalo. Then he's full Mechila, right there. Bittel Aseh, Isra Aseh, something, Mechila. Alav HaKasav HaMeh, that's the first pasuk, Shuva on Shav of him. However, Al Mitzvah Belo Saseh, if somebody did a Lo Saseh, Vishav, and he did tshuva after the Lo Saseh, Miyad, HaTshuva V'tolev, Yom Kippur Mechaper. Tshuva would be great, but Yom Kippur completes the process. If you did an alav in more chamer, alav akasav omer ki vayom azeh yechaper aleichem. Ha'over al krisus umisus bezdin. Somebody does even more chamer krisus bezdin b'meizid, as we mentioned the last year, the different levels that the Rambam has. I think it was the eight levels. Va'tshuva Yom Kippur mechaper, and even tshuva Yom Kippur is mechaper mechza. And all the difficulties in the Yisurin that you have throughout the year, that's also Mechaper. That's where Yisurin comes in. But Chilul Hashem, like the Rambam discusses, is also in Hilchos Tshuva. Chilul Hashem is the worst. Meaning, what's Chilul Hashem? Chalal means empty. A chalal is a dead body, empty of life. A chalal is a kohen, a offspring of a kohen who lost his, whose offspring does not have kedushas kahuna. A chalal is empty from kedushas kahuna. Chil Hashem means I did something where I took God out of the picture here. Chil Hashem. Somebody says, oh, this is what a God is people of the God are like? Not interested. So Mishnah is chalal, bo shem shamayim, ein koach, lo b'tshuva litzlos, v'lo b'yam kibron l'chaper, v'lo b'yisrim l'marek. Tshuva and Yom Kippur, Misurin are all not enough. El Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Mechaperin, Shlish, everything helps. Vayisurin, Mechaperin, Shlish, Vamisa, Merakas, Bisurin. Only Misa finishes the job. Alav, Akasav, Omer, Im Yichupar, Avon, Azeh, Lachem, Ad, Temusun. So you learn all four psukim. Halamanusha, Misa, Mimarekas. Misa finishes the job. The Mara just ends off by saying, Amar, Biochan, and Zudiv, Reb Lazar, Ben Azari, Reb Shov, Reb Akiva. These are all, you know, different chilukim between the different aspects of tshuva. Aval divrei chachamim, but divrei chachamim is the way that the Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains this. Sir mishtaleach mechaper. Yom Kippur is mechaper on everything. Yom Kippur is mechaper on everything. Even dvarim beit al machaveru maybe. Im ein seir hayom mechaper. And even if there's no goat, the yom is mechaper itself. So even though the Mishnah, the Rabbi Azariah mentioned in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, he had all these different chilukim, but maybe it's not all of them are needed. So again, these are the chilukim. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, again, that there are many different chilukim. Just to read the first one, the Rambam says, towards the beginning, the first halacha, we'll talk about vidui. Maybe the next time we'll mention about the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. The Rekol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah, we read this yesterday, when a person decides to do tshuva, then they have to do vidui. Ketam is vada on Hashem chatos evisi peshati lefanecha. What's easy kavachach? But nachamti b'masai, as Rambam says, you have to, there's hakara sachet, you have to mention it, you have to feel bad about it, and be makabel not to do it again. Ula olam eni chos lo dar vazeh. Zewi kara shal vidui. Pchala marbel is vados who marach binyan zeh, whoever does a lot, hareza meshubach, that is praiseworthy. V'chein ba'alei chatos v'ashamos, we mentioned, karbonos, they're not automatic either. Right, just like Yom Kippur might not be automatic, and Misa might not be automatic, karbonos, not like you bring a karbon and it's automatic. Ein mischaper lam b'karbona machiasu tshuva. You need to do tshuva. V'izvadu v'idivarem shenamar, v'izvadu shachad alar. Remember in Misa karbonos, I think at the end of the third paragraph, the Rambam talks about vidui on a chatos and vidui on an asham, and if idim vidui on an ola, what about shlamim? That's what the Rambam says, divrei shevach. Divrei shevach. But, vidui is, required by any time where there's a chet. Okay, we'll stop here, but the Shem next time we'll finish up. Meseches Yoma, the last daf.